Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shmir Salosh and Perik Ches, Shinner 172. A little recap from the previous piece, because it ties in to our discussion in this Shir. We're discussing Savlanus, Savlanut, as they say in some parts of the world.
Patience.
And we had mentioned the very important yesod. One of the main reasons why we have to have patience with other people, explained the Chofetz Chaim, because if something happens to us where someone degrades us, someone disgraces us, someone attacks us, it's really our averus that prompted that behavior. That's what the Chofetz Chaim tells us, based on Chazal, based on Ovis Derab Nosson and other places as well. And we had mentioned Boz L'Davri Chavaloi. Shlomo Melech Mishlei tells us, if a person is Boz L'Davar, if he disgraces, Boz is Loshen B'Zoyin, if he disgraces something, that thing, meaning the thing is the mitzvah, will come back and harm the person. And it's a very easy, I've mentioned this numerous times, very easy to remember where this is. Because it's in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel of Mishlei. Why is it so easy? I mean, you have to remember everything. Why is that so easy? Because when does a person become a bar mitzvah? 13. When he's 13. So it's 13 and 13. Because when the person's 13, the mitzvahs begin now. It's the real deal. Everything until then was pre-season. Until now he's a bar mitzvah. So when the person has these mitzvahs, and he doesn't treat the mitzvah properly, it's the mitzvah itself that comes back and harms the person. That he says, you didn't treat me properly. So the Chofetz Chaim is saying, why are you upset at this person? Because he screamed at you? Because he mistreated you? Well, that's very nice. But the truth of the matter is, it's the person's averus. And let me read those words again. V'afilu echod yicharfenu b'fonov lo yashiv like klal. And even if someone comes and humiliates you straight to your face, which we, if unfortunately have been there, it's very painful. It's very painful. If we have been there, I assume most of us have been there in those shoes, it's very painful. No one appreciates it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, don't respond to that person. Afilu echod yicharfenu b'fonov lo yashiv like klal. V'yeda. And one has to know, ki hakol mi'eis Hashem, everything is coming orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person is now a vehicle like a puppet. I'm going to pause and interrupt myself. That person who embarrassed the individual is going to be held responsible for his behavior. That's his issue. It's not like he's forced to open his mouth or to stick out his foot and trip somebody or pull away the chairs, the person falls down. He has his free choice. He's going to be held responsible. But why did it happen? It's Me'es Hashem. So let's think for a second. Who am I getting angry at now? I'm getting angry at Hashem. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? That's absurd. And he says further, V'yeda ki hakol me'es Hashem avor avoinoisov, because of the person's averus. V'avoinoisov. Hey, Mechar from Oisa. It's his averus that are embarrassing him. It's his averus that are humiliating him. Not the other person. Now, if we view things from that perspective, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, of course there's room for savlanus, for patience, and to forgive the other person, and to be tolerant. Now let's continue. And when a person truly accepts the din from Hashem, what does the din from Hashem mean? Well, you went to a court case. The din means that embarrassing situation. The din means whatever just happened, when you accept it from Hashem, bevada HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiroimim karnoi lemailo v'zeh bo'ilam hazeh v'oilam haba. There's no question. There's no question about it, says the Chofetz Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will elevate this person, will raise this person, will raise you to kavod, to glory, to even higher levels because of accepting from Hashem his desire, his ratzon. So let's understand what just happened here. The person came along and it was mecharef him. And you could think, as I'm saying these words, to those situations that this happened to you in your lifetime. This ever happened to you? This ever happened to you in your lifetime? We all have had situations. Okay? You could think about it right then and there. When these things happened, right now, and the person is able to put that muzzle on his mouth, which is almost impossible, but it's possible. It's almost impossible, but it is possible. You have to know it's possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to elevate that person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to elevate you, to give you covet and glory here in this world and in the next world. You don't have to go too far. Then David HaMelech. You know, some people have pictures in their house of Gedolim. Imagine if we were able to have a picture of the great Tzaddik David HaMelech. Excuse me for saying like that. I don't want to like lower David to our generation. Imagine we could have a David HaMelech picture so we could look up to and we could aspire to live a life like a David HaMelech. And I want to tell you something. We can. Because every Sefer Tehillim that we all have in our homes, this is like the picture of David HaMelech hanging on the wall. We all have Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim. And when you see a Sefer Tehillim, think, who wrote this? This is David HaMelech, who was attacked and attacked and attacked again and again and again. And what's his response? Tehillo le David. He praises Hashem. Aramimcha. He praises Hashem. It doesn't make any logical sense. But really it does. Because if a person acknowledges everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then of course it makes all the sense in the world. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we find a scenario like this in Shmuel Beis. Where it says as follows. The famous Maisa with David and Shimi ben Gera. When Shimi ben Gera was Mekalel, cursed, and threw offer through the dirt at David HaMelech, I once saw a medrash that said that when that happened, Shimi ben Gera was embarrassing and humiliating David in front of his men. He was so horrifically embarrassed. David said that was the worst thing that happened to him in his whole entire life up in that point. And David had a lot that happened already until then. His soldiers wanted to kill Shimon ben Gera. In fact, there's a shot on the Pesachim how David would told him not to. But that's what's not for now. That's not for now. They wanted to avenge his honor. And David said, leave him alone. I accept the din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Omar Loi Kalel. Is this not what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us? That when someone is embarrassing us, it's all from Hashem? Hashem Omar Loi Kalel. I'm interrupting myself again. I want to say I'm espoused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That myself and everyone else who is listening to the shiurim and learning this, we should be zoich, we should be blessed with the siyat d'shemaya, that if this ever happens to us, we should be able to pass this test. And tell ourselves, Hashem Omar Loi Kalel. Hashem told this person to curse me. Hashem told this person to embarrass me and to degrade me and to treat me like the ground that people trample on. And what does it say in davening, which we say three times a day? We say, I should be silent. V'nafshi sidoim. V'nafshi sidoim. V'lemkalalai nafshi sidoim. That's exactly what we daven every single day. Three times a day. at the end of Shemana Esrei, right before we take our three steps back. The next point is, what did we say the Chafetz Chaim tells us? If you accept it from Hashem, Hashem will elevate you. Here in this world and the next world. And Chazal tell us, says the Chafetz Chaim, at that moment when David said, leave him alone, Hashem Amar Leikalo, Hashem told Shimi to curse me. Says Chazal, Zacha David Leyoiz Haravi Leragli Merkava. David HaMelech merited to become the fourth leg of the Merkava. Let's stop here and pick up and contemplate the powerful messages the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us. It's Hashem Omer Leikalel. It's not that person. We look at it with human eyes. That's the person who's embarrassing me. That's the person who's embarrassing me. What's the Chafetz Chaim teaching us? We're getting kaparas. We're getting kaparas. It's our averus that are embarrassing me. He's the agent. That's his issue. But number one, keep your mouth closed. Number two, extremely as difficult as it might be, forgive that person. And it doesn't make any logical sense. But if you look at Hashem in charge, of course it does. Hashem is the one who's in charge of the world over here. Hashem Amar Lo Yikalel. And number three, David becomes the regular reveal to the Merkava. Let us be zoiche to think about these powerful words from the Chafetz Chaim. And if that situation arises, we shall merit the Siyata Shemayah to remind ourselves, Hashem Omer Lo Yikalel.